en busca de un mejor destino para ti, lo que viniera de ti.
Welcome to the Inside the Journey podcast. This is episode 19 for Sunday, September 8th, 2013. I'm Nelson DeWitt.
And I'm John Younger.
Back again.
I was trying to think of some big intro, but I don't have one.
Well, it's good to have you back. And for those who are new to the podcast, we are the team behind the documentary film Identifying Nelson Buscando a Roberto. So this week's episode is kind of the business plan edition. We're going to kind of give you a sense of what we're going to be doing over the next few months. I know many of you are wondering, when is this damn thing going to come out? And we're going to try and answer that a little bit today. And we have some things that we want to share with you, some announcements that we'll get into about what it's going to look like. But before we get into any of that, we need to catch up with John, because you've been gone for like a month, I think.
Probably even more, yeah.
Do you remember the last episode that we did together?
The last episode we did together was a while ago. I don't know, have you done like five or six in the meantime?
I feel like that sounds about right. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how many it's been. But we've missed you.
Yeah, well, and I got married this summer. It was funny, at one point you said to me, I may not have your full focus right now. And I thought, yeah, that's probably about right. And so in the doc life balance, life took over for a little bit this summer, and it was wonderful. And Lori Younger is now my wife. We got married in Boston, and then about 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago, and went to Belize for honeymoon, and now we're back and looking forward to jumping into this.
Well, I guess congratulations is in order.
Thank you.
From everyone who's listening to the podcast, because I've seen you in the meantime.
Nelson was the wedding photographer, which was a really nice sort of turn on things, since I've been helping document his life, and then you turned around and did some of mine, and the photography is amazing. Like, maybe we can even share one or two.
Yeah, we'll put that up on the website or share a link or something. Mm-hmm. But the wedding was great. It was a lot of fun. It was at your parents' place and
near your old high school.
Yep, right near my old high school. You know what might be funny is the story you were telling me about the first day you got to Belize.
Belize was wonderful. Like, we flew into Belize City, and I think Belize has a small population. It's right under Cancun, under the Yucatan Peninsula, sort of to the east of Guatemala, up against the Caribbean. And I bet it's probably a little smaller than El Salvador, I'm just guessing here, and a very small population. I think a lot of it is forests and unpopulated. Anyway, we flew into Belize City and then took like a little Cessna plane an hour south, and it would take off, you know, on this one landing strip type airport, and, you know, stop halfway in between, and then we'd fly out over the ocean, and it was pretty neat. But we arrived at this resort in southern Belize. It was beautiful. I mean, it was like a paradise. I mean, it was just a bunch of like mangrove trees, and our room was 50 feet from the ocean, and there was a pool between here and there, and then a long dock overlooking like a thatched roof cabana. But on the second day, we got a little surprised, because Lori and I were walking between the different restaurants, and all of a sudden, there were army guys with large weapons, like five or six of them. and we were like, uh-oh, what, you know? Belize is a very safe, very friendly place, and we had a great time. But that one of our first impressions was heavily armed people at the resort, and they didn't really tell us what it was. And the reason was because they were having some type of high-level army meeting on the resort. They were having like coffee and lunch. Between the Guatemalan and the Belizean militaries. I don't know if it was like drug interdiction or some type of meeting, but they had to protect the participants. So we'd walk by the guys in camo and they with the big machine guns, and they'd smile and wave at you. So that was, you know, that was interesting. And after that, you know, it was a wonderful experience. Even that was not too bad. It's just a little freaky.
Well, it sounds like you had a good time.
Yeah, we did. We
Yeah.
had a great time.
Well, I'm glad you decided to come back.
Yep. It wasn't voluntary.
So, John,
I
we
could have edited the documentary from there if I could afford
speaking
it.
of the film, well, one, it's great to have you back, and two, we wanted to share with you, the audience, the listeners, give you an idea of what we're actually going to be doing, to get this thing out, because I'm sure many of you have been wondering, like, all right, this is great. You've interviewed so many people for the podcast, and
But it's been a while.
but it's been a while. When is this thing going to come out?
Yeah,
So,
and we've had plans for it to come out before, and we're not there yet.
yeah, what we wanted to try to do today was, bring you inside and share with you a little bit about what we're thinking, where we're at, and how we're going to try and launch this thing.
One of your big interests is marketing and business, and this is something you've been working on for, put a lot of research and thought into, and it harkens back to an earlier podcast where we talked about you wanting to share your story and, your library card story a little bit, right?
Yep.
Maybe we can put a link as to what episode that is. And so Nelson's put a lot of work and thought and into this, and, just because you make a documentary that has something important to say, it doesn't mean anybody really knows about it. And this is our plan to getting the word out and making it available to people that might be interested in it.
And you make a fantastic point. I don't think I could have said it better myself. And that's simply that, just because you make something great doesn't mean anyone's going to see it. And I think that that's one thing I've learned. We did that podcast about Kickstarter and why I like doing these kind of projects. And I think, I've learned a lot about what it takes to actually launch something. And I was talking to my father about this, and he's kind of like, well, why aren't you releasing it now? And I said, well, we don't have the support system, the groundwork in a place that when we launch it, it's going to have the impact that both you and I are hoping that it will have,
Well, and yeah, and if we were doing this through some larger entity, then they would have a staff in place and a system that they plug into. And I think our goals at this point, anyway, really are to try and create those things.
I think you need some of these foundational elements to be in place before you launch. We're hoping to get this out by January, February.
There is no try, only do, as
Yes.
Yoda says.
Yes. So we're
Little
going to be
do.
doing a lot of the groundwork, and we're going to talk about a few of those things in a minute. But I guess my question to you, John, is what does that look like from a production standpoint? Like, what are the things that you have to do to get the film into a place where it's 80 to 90% ready to be out in the world?
I just have to do it, as I keep saying. I mean, logistically, there's making sure we procure the rights to the right things, some acquiring of footage, there's writing and editing and then some finishing work, highly technical stuff to make it pretty and but really it's I think that the biggest bottleneck is just my mind is thoroughly wrapped around the story, although I need to jump a little back into it, but it's thoroughly wrapped, and I just need to have the confidence to write some of these scenes and put them out there and be open to commentary and suggestions, and
Well,
that's it.
if you haven't listened to the Misfit episode, I think that's a great kind of, one of the reasons why I did that particular episode was to give you a taste of that feedback. And I told you this privately, but that 8-minute piece, when we show it to people, man, do they love it, right? Like, it's such a strong introduction to the film. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, we've put together an 8-minute preview of the film, and it introduces the story and my family and being reunited and some of the main
Well, it's
characters.
been, yeah, it's, I'd say it's been tremendously rewarding because I think this first bit achieves an introduction to your life and that you feel that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think so does the audience in a very powerful way, you know, and the overall message from that conference in Fargo, but also the podcast was, we want more, we need more, you know, like, which, as I always say, is a great problem to have. I think a lot of it is, as you said, it's doing the work, both the groundwork from the business side and also from the production side. And, you know, we're gonna do our best to,
We're gonna do.
we're gonna do, you know,
I'm saying
our,
that to myself.
we are gonna do this and put everything we have into getting this out in the next 6 months. So that's that.
In fact, when we finished our podcast today, I'm gonna reimmerse myself in some of our work.
Awesome. So moving on from that, now that we've put ourselves out there, the second big announcement that we have today, which revolves around this idea of how do we get this out in the next 6 months? What are the different pieces that have to go, that have to come together for this? And that is something that we are calling the advocate experience. What we are doing is we're opening up to a small group of people an opportunity to see the film as it's being developed and to help shape it and be part of the behind the scenes stuff that you wouldn't normally see when you're making a documentary film. I have to say that I'm actually really excited about this idea and what we can do with it, but we want people to be a part of this process and to essentially come along with us on this journey as we release the film. So this advocate experience, we're gonna start it small, probably only 10 to 15 people, and then hopefully open it up as time goes on. But we are going to be doing different activities and, you know, hosting online calls and that kind of thing, revolving around the development of the film. So we might send you a scene and ask for your feedback, or we might share with you some photos that we took while we were in El Salvador that we haven't shown anywhere else that will only, you know, that will come out when the photo book comes out. So we're really trying to make it this interactive experience around sharing the film and bringing people into the process.
Yeah, it's like an ambassador type program where
So that is coming. We are going to be announcing the details of that. We're still kind of putting the final touches on what that's going to look like, what we're going to do with you guys. And I'm personally super excited about this. And the best way to hear about that and to apply when it becomes available is to be on the newsletter. So if you haven't already, go to inbarfilm.com/NL and go sign up. And we'll probably have an email, I think, in the next week or so. So our third big announcement today is that we are going to be expanding the team. Basically, we are going to look for a few people to help us with the launch. John and I have realized over the past several months that we do need help with this stuff, that, you know, doing a podcast, getting the word out, and all these various components take a lot of legwork. And if we were to do it ourselves, then, you know, the film might not be out for another year or more. So in an effort to speed up the process, we're going to be trying to expand the team. And
So that could mean somebody to help manage the online community, somebody to give me one more role, just as an example.
To help with the outreach, so contacting various news outlets or schools, I honestly think that this is going to be a great learning experience for anyone who decides to join. Because, you know, I've learned a ton about what it takes to launch ideas that I would love to share with people. And I've learned a lot from you too, John, about what it takes to make something that is TV and theatrical quality, you know. And I think this is stuff that people can really benefit from, and the best way to learn from that is to be right there as it happens.
And also, if you're looking for something that's, I think I find it really, I mean, I find it really rewarding. The end goal is to get important information out there about disappeared children that are still missing.
So that's a long way of saying if you're interested in being part of the team, again, join the newsletter. Stay tuned. We'll have more on that in the coming weeks. And that leads us into our last announcement here, which is that we are going to be starting to do a lot more live events. The first one that we can tell you about that we actually have a date and have confirmed is at the Camp Day reunion, which takes place September 15th at Camp Franke Day in East Brookfield. And
In
which
the
is
DeWitt Rec Hall?
maybe we can swing that. It's a really special place because Camp Franke Day is where John and I met. There are going to be 70 to possibly 100 Camp Franke Dayers there, and we're just really looking forward to sharing it with the community.
And if I can't physically be there, maybe you can Skype me in.
So Camp Day is one. There's also a possibility of that I might be speaking at my former high school, Beaver Country Day, yeah, which is right down the street from where John got married. We're
It's
still
also
working.
where I have a scar from Beaver Country Day.
Oh,
I
from
went to soccer
soccer
camp and
camp,
I
yeah.
got kicked in the face
Yeah.
there. Enough from the peanut gallery.
Yeah. So another meaningful location for both of us. And so anyway, we're going to try to do more of these live events. The main reason for that is the 8 minute trailer that we have for what are we calling this thing? The 8 minute preview?
Well, it's the opening act of the movie, so it's sort of like an extended preview, I think would be
Okay.
a technical term
So
for it.
the extended preview that we have of the film, there are some reasons why we can't share that widely online, but we're going to try and share that offline in person with people and get out there and talk to them and meet a lot of you face to face. If there's any group that you are a part of that you think might enjoy seeing the film or benefit from us coming in and talking about it, you can let us know, write us, and we'll send you a link to what we have. You can look at it and see if it's a good fit, all of that good stuff.
You
But
can send it to John or Nelson at identifyingnelson.com,
that is
and
correct.
we will respond
We will respond. So
with half will be psyched.
we will. So anyway, that kind of concludes the four major announcements. Just to recap, we're shooting for an early 2014 launch. We are going to be starting this advocate experience in the next few weeks. So sign up to the newsletter and keep an eye out for that. We're also going to be expanding the team. Again, more news about that will be on the newsletter. And then finally, we're going to be doing a lot of live events over the next few months to try and get out and meet the people, as it were. So
Cool.
that's it. John, do you have anything else?
I'm psyched to be. I've had a wonderful summer, married to a lovely woman, and I'm psyched to be back as well and get back into my normal routine, which is, it's all very exciting.
All right. If you haven't already joined the mailing list, make sure you do so. All the details about the advocate experience, about the team, about live events, all that stuff is going to be in the email we're going to be sending out. We're going to be using that to communicate all this stuff with you. So if you're not on the list, go to inbarfilm.com. That's INBAR film.com/NL. And sign up. And I think that's all we have for today. John, do you want to say
Cue
it?
the music.